The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat and salam upon me once, Allah Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful silsila of these wonderful series, The Light of Guidance, only on Madani channel, subhanallah, subhanallah. We all know the light of guidance refers to the beautiful and unique religion of Islam, the religion which teaches us love, the religion which teaches us harmony, the religion which teaches us peace, muhabbat, unity, brotherhood, the religion which teaches us that how should one respect not only his parents, rather his elders as well, his siblings, his relatives, those around him, his friends, and even his neighbors. Subhanallah. Indeed, this beautiful religion of Islam is the light of guidance. Subhanallah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has created us as ashraful makhluqat, the best of creations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us as human beings. And most importantly, He made us the ummatis. Allah Allah, the followers of His beloved and unique and exalted Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we come towards that topic, we all know in this beautiful series, at the beginning of every episode, we do ask our viewers, our listeners, a beautiful question, and they give us an answer, and inshallah, at the end of the silsila, we will share the answer with the viewers and the listeners as well. So today's beautiful question is regarding our Hazrat, subhanallah, what was, not the name of A'la Hazrat, but what was the pen name of A'la Hazrat, Azimul Barakat, Azimul Martabat, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What was the pen and the poetic name of A'la Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, that he used to use? And we should know that the pen and poetic name is that name which a poet uses in the last stanza of his couplet. Many different shu'ara, they use some different names, poetic names, as Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat uses the blessed name Attar, you know, in the last couplet or the last stanza of his famous couplets. For example, Madina isliye Attar jano dil se hai pyara ke rehte hain mere aqa mere dilbar Madine mein, subhanallah. So the word Attar is the pen name of Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat. The question for the viewers today is, what is the pen name of Sayyidi wa Murshidi, Imam Ahl al-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Kha, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. At the end of today's silsila, we will, inshallah, share the answer to this beautiful and unique question. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatahum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we discuss the life and a brief description of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl al-Sunnat, let's discuss his birth. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was born on Saturday the 10th of Shawwal Mukarram 1272 after Hijri, which refers to 14th June 1856, at the time of Zuhar Salah in the Jasuli neighborhood in Bareilly, India. In terms of the year of his birth, his name is Al-Mukhtar, 1272. So Subhanallah. His name is Muhammad. His grandfather called him Ahmed Raza, and this name became famous. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Anas's childhood was very unique, very special, very beautiful. Allah. You know, in every time, children normally have a carefree attitude. I mean, children at a young age, it's normally the age where they play, they run, they jump, they skip, they hop, you know. They're into these amusement and this fun, this joy. And this is how children are normally. I mean, you don't expect a 4, 5, 6-year-old child to start taking care of the house or start putting responsibilities on his head or, you know, start doing big projects. No, he's a young child. It's his time to, we would say, enjoy life. I mean, it's his time to run around, play around. And as children, that's what children do. They play with other friends. They start getting in that environment, Subhanallah. So even if they reach the age of 7, 8 years old, they can't, you know, start pondering or start thinking deeply regarding specific matters. But unlike other children, the childhood of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was extremely outstanding. Allah, Allah, Allah. Ala Hazrat was so sensible and he had such an excellent memory, even in childhood, that he succeeded in completing the recitation of the complete Quran in just the age of 4.5 years. Allah, Allah. 4.5 years, Ala Hazrat completed the entire Nazira, the recitation of the glorious Quran. Allah, Allah, Allah. Many of us are 14.5, 24.5, 34.5, 44.5, 54, 64.5 years old. I would say even 70 and 84.5 years old. But unfortunately, until today, we have not completed the recitation of the Holy Quran. Let alone the recitation of the Holy Quran, many of us have not even completed one para of the Holy Quran. Leave one para. Maybe many of us have not even learned how to recite the Holy Quran with proper tajweed, proper makharij, proper tarteel, with the proper articulation of the different huruf in the Arabic language. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat completed the Nazra of the entire Quran in just 4.5 years. And it's a lesson. This miracle of Ala Hazrat, I would say, is a lesson for each and every person. That what excuse do we have? What problem do we have that we are not learning how to recite the Holy Quran? Master, I'm too busy with my business. I'm too busy with my family. I'm too busy in university. I'm too busy in college. I'm too busy in school. I'm too busy here and there. In Salah, what do you have to recite? In Salah, you don't need to recite your business meetings. In Salah, you don't have to recite the essays you write in school. In Salah, you don't need to recite the different projects you are doing for your company. No. In Salah, you have to recite the Holy Quran. And Salah is fard, necessary. Upon every sane, aqil, baligh, you know, men and female. There is no excuse for Salah. There is no leaving Salah. There is no, you know, today is a holiday, there is no Salah. No, Salah is necessary. It is fard, it is compulsory. Upon every person. And in Salah, you need to recite the Holy Quran. If you don't know how to recite the Holy Quran, how are you going to recite, how are you going to perform namaz? And if you're not going to perform namaz, you are missing out your fard. Now watch a big sin this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made salah fard necessary. And the one who misses one salah deliberately, his name is written on that door of Jahannam through which he will enter. One salah deliberately. Many of us don't even know how to perform Salah, let alone Salah. We don't know what we are going to do in Salah. How to recite the Holy Quran, what to recite in Salah. Allah. So this is a moment of contemplation, a moment of pondering, a moment of thinking. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat completed the Holy Quran in 4.5 years. Yes, it was his miracle. A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a kamil wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we're not disputing, but I'm not saying that you must also complete the Nazar of the Holy Quran in 4.5 years, 14.5 years, 24.5 years, 34.5 years. What is your age now? Whatever your age is now, now at least make an intention and strive to complete the Nazar of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. At the age of 6, Ala Hazrat delivered a detailed speech on the topic of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of a very large gathering in the blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, and was fully appreciated by the scholars and the saints.
Allah Allah Allah.
At the age of just 6 years old, Ala Hazrat gave a detailed speech on the topic of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a topic which needs lots of references, a topic which needs lots of research, a topic which needs lots of explanations, lots of understandings, lots of recitations from the Holy Quran, from Ahadith, lots of things you need to mention in the topic of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At which age did Ala Hazrat cover this? At the age of 6 years old. Allah, 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 subhanAllah. At the same age, at this age of 6 years, Ala Hazrat found out that the direction of Baghdad, the city of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, is in so and so direction. So Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala, never ever stretched his legs in that blessed direction out of respect, out of adab. That's the direction of the blessed city of my Murshid-e-Kareem, Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, beautiful personality, and that's Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he said himself that قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. This feet of mine is on the neck of each and every Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Allah. That Ghawsi Azam who has said that my murid will not die, will not leave this world unless he makes tawbah. Subhanallah. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala, a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a close wali and a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyidi Ala Hazrat found out that in so and so direction is the city of Baghdad, Ala Hazrat never stretched his feet in that direction out of the respect of the city of Baghdad. Allah, if this is the respect Ala Hazrat is showing towards the city of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, then how much respect would Ala Hazrat show to the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah? That is something which you can never ever imagine. Allah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was extremely enthusiastic about salah. And he would offer the daily 5 salah in the masjid with takbir-e-ula. Takbir-e-ula means the first takbir of salah. Means there was no missing even a rakat of the jamaat which is taking place in the masjid. Allah, subhanAllah. If any woman happened to come in front of Ala Hazrat, then Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would immediately lower his head and his eyes, showing deep devotion to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this was also a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lower the gaze. And Ala Hazrat used to act upon the sunnah. He would keep his gaze lowered, and he also expressed the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very beautiful couplet which he has presented in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautifully he says, subhanallah, Neechi aankho ki sharmo haya par durood, Neechi aankho ki sharmo haya par durood, Unchi bini ki rifat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And all this which we are discussing is just the childhood of Ala Hazrat. Not talking about when he was a man, when he was married, when he had children. No. In a childhood, he had all of these habits. Not missing salah. Keeping his gaze lowered. Having the love for salah. Giving a discourse on Miladun Nabi. Completed recitation of the glorious Quran. Not stretching his feet towards the city of Baghdad. All of this is in the childhood of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And when Ala Hazrat was a boy, he adopted piety to such an extent that the sound of his footsteps could not be heard whilst he was walking. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, started observing the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak at the age of 7. Subhanallah. Many of us, our children, at the age of 7, we still say that, our son is very small, our daughter is very young. No, Mulana, this is the age where they need to play, this is the age where they need to run around, this is the age where they need to do lots of fun activities, this is the age where they need to do lots of these kind of things. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat's childhood is a lesson for each and every person out there. That at this age, Ala Hazrat had that enthusiasm of performing salah, enthusiasm of going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this age, Ala Hazrat had the love of the Holy Quran, had the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this age, Ala Hazrat had, completed the recitation and the nazra of the Holy Quran. At this age, Ala Hazrat started offering and performing and keeping, observing the fast of Ramadan Mubarak. Then believe me, every one of us has no excuse at all to do any ibadat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. A very beautiful incident of the childhood of Ala Hazrat, that Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentioned that when Ala Hazrat was a child, a teacher used to come to his house to teach him the Holy Quran. And one day, once while that teacher was teaching, continuously, that Ala Hazrat should utter the word of the Holy Quran. But Ala Hazrat could not pronounce it in the same way as the teacher was pronouncing it. Means the teacher would pronounce that word with a zabar, with a fatha. And Ala Hazrat would pronounce the same word with a zair. So despite many efforts, you know, Ala Hazrat continuously tried, but the word was not coming out of his mouth with a zabar, it was coming out with a zair. The teacher was pronouncing that word with a zabar, with a fatha. So when Ala Hazrat's grandfather, Manana Raza Ali Khan, he noticed this is happening. So he called Ala Hazrat and he asked someone to bring the Holy Quran. So the correct word can be seen. But what's the correct word? Is it the word which the teacher is saying, or is it the word which Ala Hazrat is saying? With the zabar or with the zair? So when they saw the Holy Quran, they discovered that the writer, he mistakenly wrote a zabar on the place of the zair. Means the word which Ala Hazrat was uttering, that word was correct. The original word actually had a zair, but the writer, the scribe, mistakenly, he instead of zair, he wrote a zabar. Allah, Allah, Allah. So his grandfather asked Ahmad Raza, why did you not utter the word as your teacher asked? So Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, he politely replied, he said, oh my grandfather, I tried to utter as the teacher did, but I felt as if I did not have control over my tongue. I mean, I wanted to utter the word with a zabar, but from my mouth the word was coming out with a zair. Allah, 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 subhanallah. And Ala Hazrat himself mentioned a different narration. He says, there was a teacher of mine I would learn initial level of books from, the initial books. And after he taught me the lesson, I would glance at it just once or twice, and then I would close the book. When the teacher used to test me on the lesson, I would repeat the entire lesson word for word as the teacher taught it to us. Allah, Allah, Allah. So when my teacher saw the situation daily, I teach the sabak. Few seconds, few minutes later, Ahmad Raza gives me the same sabak. You know, he memorizes everything he stores in his brain, everything he stores in his head, in his memory. Allahu Akbar. So one day the teacher, you know, asked me, he said, Ahmad Raza, tell me something. Are you a human or are you a jinn? Subhanallah, subhanallah. It takes me time to teach you the lesson, and it doesn't take you even that much time for you to memorize the entire lesson. So tell me something. Are you a human or are you a jinnat? Allahu Akbar. So Ala Hazrat replied, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a human being. However, I have been blessed with the bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That as soon as you teach me, just after looking at a few things, the entire sabak is in my head, in my memory. Allah, 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 subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on this great personality, this great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake as well. Indeed, this is the nazr-e karam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At such a young age, Ala Hazrat was already, you know, he was already given the tools from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in future, this Ahmad Raza is going to be the reviver of Sunnah, the eradicator of Bid'ah, and the Imam of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. At the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, Ala Hazrat completed all traditional Islamic disciplines under the guidance of his respected father, Hazrat Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, at the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. And the same day, Ala Hazrat wrote a fatwa in reply to a question. And when his father found that the fatwa which he had written is correct, so his respected father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, gave him the authority that from now, Ahmad Raza, 13 years old child, can now write his own fatawa and he can issue fatawa. And from that time until he left this world, Ala Hazrat continued writing fatawa, subhanallah, and guiding people. Allah, Allah. I think fatawa is not something very, you know, which is every, it's not child's play basically. For writing a fatwa, a person needs to be an alim, he needs to be a mufti, he needs to have understanding of the different laws of Sharia. He needs to have an understanding of different principles. He needs to know the branches of knowledge such as Nahw, As-Sarf, Arabic grammar, Ilm al-Ma'ani, Ilm al-Bayan, Ilm al-Badi, Manazra. You know, all these kind of topics, Fiqh, Usul al-Fiqh, all of these things should be in a person's mind before he sits down to write a fatwa. Because he needs the help of all of these things in order to write a fatwa, to give an answer to a various question. At the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, Ala Hasan issued his first fatwa. Allah, 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 subhanAllah, how much knowledge he must have accumulated in his memory at that time that he was fit on the position of doing iftar and of giving fatwa to many people. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. This was the beautiful childhood of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, the unique childhood, I would say, of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, enable our children, our generation, to also have this love towards deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this love towards Islam, and this love towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, subhanAllah. We are discussing this beautiful and unique personality. Let's take a short break now, inshallah, and we will be listening to few Madani pools, Madani flowers, subhanAllah. And as soon as we come back from this short break, we will be discussing this great personality and some more beautiful marvels of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnah, subhanAllah. So stay with us, inshallah, until the end of today's silsila. After this short break, inshallah, we will carry on the discussion on this great personality. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The Mujaddid of Islam, Ala Hazrat, Al-Shah, Al-Imam, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Al-Mufti, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was a very, very well-renowned scholar. And many people from the subcontinent will heard and will know of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, such a great ashik of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and a great ashik of the Ahl Bayt of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wrote many, many books, and in that books you could see from the writing that Ishq-e Rasool and Ishq of the Ahl Bayt that he had. Any Sayyid that would perform Hajj, when they would come back, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he would meet these Sayyids and he would kiss them on the forehead out of love for the Sadat-e-Kiram. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from the seerat and from the life, the biography of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, we find that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi not only had the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he would teach others about Ishq-e Rasool. His kalams, his poems, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, are all drowned in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, which is drowned in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. The words that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi chose to express the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his kalam are amazing. In one place, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he was invited to an ishtima, a bayan, and people came to carry his palanquin. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, as they only walked a few steps, he stopped them. And he says, put me down quickly. And as he came down, and he says, tell me, which one of you is a Sayyid? Because I can smell the fragrance of the Sadat-e-Kiram. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when he found out that one of the person that was carrying his palanquin was an actual Sayyid, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi went to him and cried in front of him, pleaded him that, oh Sayyid, please come and sit in the palanquin, I would carry you. And the Sayyid, he was a laborer, he was working. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he insisted, he sat in the palanquin. And made thousands of people who were present there saw that this great Imam, the Mujaddid, the reviver of our century, was picking this laborer who was a Sayyid. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, the reason was that on the day of judgment, I do not wish to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said to me that, oh Ahmad Raza, were my children only available to carry you? And therefore, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali go off the palanquin. That just shows to you how much love our beloved Imam had for the Sadat-e-Kiram. In return, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we should also have that love for the Sadat-e-Kiram. Wherever you find the Sayyids, give them, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the more you give these beautiful Sadat-e-Kiram, the more Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And Ishq-e-Rasool Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam is what our base, our foundation of Islam, our Iman is Ishq-e-Rasool. And that's what we learn from this great Imam of India, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Ta'ala shower millions and billions of blessings on his Mazar-e-Pak. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to act upon his teachings. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Beloved, Ala Hazrat had for the Sadat and the blessed lineage and the progeny of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And Ala Hazrat himself was not a Sayyid, and perfectly he demonstrated that how much adab should be given to a Sayyid and descendant of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Subhanallah. That Ala Hazrat had immense love for the Sadat, and many a times he would address the Sadat and say that whatever I have received, it is the sadaqah of your Nana Jan, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Al Hazrat was extremely humble in front of Sadat, and he has also given us a lesson that as human beings, as ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we also need to have the love for the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the descendants of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, in our surroundings, our areas, our gatherings, there are many people who are Sayyids. They are the families of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ask ourselves, ask yourself, how much respect do you show to them? I mean, whatever the case is, maybe apparently this person doesn't have a beard on his face, and you have a beard on your face, but still respecting, he is a Sayyid, he is from the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We shout, we scream, we taunt, we utter bad words to the beloved Sadat. I mean, they are Sayyid, they are our leaders, they are the crown of our head. In their blood is the blood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, we have no right to taunt them, to target them, to say anything bad against them. Allahu. But if, yes, they are doing something wrong, something which is not appropriate, something which, you know, we feel is going against Sharia, is going against the teachings of Allah and His Rasul, then call them one side, explain to them politely, happily, in a good manner. Subhanallah, we have no right to reprimand them, to rebuke them, to shout them, to, you know, cause fights amongst them or with them. No, no, they are the Sadat, they are the beloved of Allah and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They have nisbat to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is our utmost responsibility and necessity on us to show respect towards those Sadat. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. We were discussing Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Subhanallah, and this unique and blessed personality. We just discussed his beloved childhood, that at the age of 4.5 years he memorized, he completed the Nazra of the Holy Quran. At the age of 6 years he delivered his first discourse and sermon and bayan on the topic of Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days he issued his first fatwa. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And Ala Hazrat Azimul Martabat was not only an expert in religious studies, only an expert in maybe Quran, Hadith and Fiqh. No, 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 no. Ala Hazrat was an expert in more than 50 different sciences. So we're looking at astronomy, we're looking at geology, we're looking at geography, we're looking at biology, we're looking at physics, we're looking at mathematics. So many different sciences. Ala Hazrat was an expert in more than 50 branches. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, of knowledge, Subhanallah. And in the Tawqeed is that knowledge, you know, which you find out the timings by looking at the sunrise, the sunset, the sun, the moon, the evening, the morning, you know, by looking at these kind of things, you find out the time. Ala Hazrat was an expert in this field as well, that just by looking at the sun in the daytime and by looking at the stars at night, Ala Hazrat was able to set his watch and set the time on his watch. And when checked, there was not even a minute difference when Ala Hazrat would set his time by looking at the sun and the stars and the moon. Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat was exceptionally skilled in mathematics as well. Once Sir Ziauddin, the Vice Chancellor of Aligarh University, he was an expert in mathematics, and he wanted to go to Germany. There was an issue, a problem which could not be solved, a math equation. And you know, he told his colleagues, his people, that I'm going to Germany to find the answer to this certain matter. It was a time where there was no social media, no phones, no tablets, no iPads, no Google, no, you know, any sort of internet or these kind of things. So he said, I'm going to move to Germany. So one of the professors of Islamic studies, Mulana Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf Sahib, he said that, listen, yeah, before you go to Germany, why don't you go to Imam Ahmad Raza, he is in so-and-so masjid, and he will help you out. So Sir Ziauddin thought that, you know, I mean, it's a problem of mathematics. I'm not going to ask halal, haram, or jais, najais, or anything about fiqh, or Quran, or hadith. It's mathematics. The imam of a masjid, or a teacher in a masjid, what is he going to know about mathematics? So Mulana Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf Sahib said, go and just ask him. If you don't get the answer, then you are going to Germany. But before going to Germany, just stop by him and ask him the question. Maybe he'll give you the answer. So he said, okay. So he went to Al Hazrat, and he said, Hazrat, you know, this is the math problem I have. So Al Hazrat said, okay, tell me, what's the problem? So he said, it's not so easy to mention this problem, Hazrat. It's a detailed and complicated answer. So Al Hazrat said, okay, tell me a little bit, what's the problem? So he gave the problem to Ala Hazrat, that this is the equation, this is the thing which I cannot understand. Immediately Ala Hazrat solved it and gave him the answer, this is the answer to your question. Allah, Allah, Allah. So when Sir Ziauddin saw this, he started getting shocked. And Hazrat, I was going to Germany to find the answer. I am such a big professor, such a big teacher, I won so many degrees, so many awards. I couldn't find the answer to this question, and within few seconds, within few moments, you already provided me the answer. Allah, 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 subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Then when he looked at the answer, and after working and calculating, he found that yes, the answer which Ala Hazrat gave was extremely and excellently correct. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And then he went back, he was delighted, he was satisfied, and he was so impressed with the personality of Ala Hazrat that he also grew a beard, and he became a regular in performing Salah and keeping the fast of Ramadan. Allah, Allah, Allah. These are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that by solving their worldly problems, they automatically bring them close to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the quality of those people who have the special excellence and the special bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan. And Ala Hazrat's memory was so unique that many a times people used to come to him and say, Hazrat, you know, so-and-so mas'ala, so-and-so issue, so-and-so matter, we want to know, we want to discuss. And Ala Hazrat would say, open so-and-so book, so-and-so volume, so-and-so page, you will find this mas'ala is mentioned there. Open this volume, this book, this page, you will find the mas'ala is mentioned there. People said that when we would open the volume, the page, the book, we would find the exact same place that mas'ala is mentioned as Ala Hazrat has mentioned it to us. Allah, Allah. This is the memory of Ala Hazrat. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentioned, and this is something very unique, which I'm sure every person wants to know. Now, we learned that at the age of 4.5 years, Ala Hazrat completed the Nazra of the Holy Quran, not the Hifz. So he wasn't a Hafiz at that time. So Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah says that one day Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan said that some people write the title of Hafiz with my name. They don't know that I'm not a Hafiz, but out of love, you know, people don't know, they write Hafiz Ahmad Raza. So he said that people write Hafiz with my name, but I don't deserve this title because I'm not a Hafiz of the Holy Quran. So Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah rahmatullah says that Ala Hazrat started memorizing the Holy Quran the very same day. People are calling me Hafiz, I don't deserve this title, so let me start doing Hifz. Let me become a Hafiz. So when people write Hafiz, then you know there's nothing wrong. Allah. This is also the humility which Ala Hazrat is teaching us. We get happy. People call us Allama Sahab, Mulana Sahab, Hazrat Sahab, Hafiz Sahab, Qari Sahab, this, that, many titles which definitely we are not even worthy of. We are not even worthy of being called Mulana and Allama. We are not even equal to the dust of the ulama and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is present under their feet. But people out of love, they give us these titles. Likewise, people give Ala Hazrat a title, Hafiz Sahab. He said, people are calling me Hafiz, when I'm not a Hafiz. He said, from that day he started doing Hifz of the Holy Quran. The time in which he would memorize the Holy Quran was from the time he made wuzu for Salatul Isha until the time the Jama'at started for Salatul Isha. The time he made wuzu for Salatul Isha until the time the Jama'at started for Salatul Isha. Let's say Ala Hazrat made wuzu at the time of Azan for Isha Salah. Normally, in many masajid in today's time, the time between the Azan and the Jama'at is 15-20 minutes. Let's say Ala Hazrat made wuzu 10 minutes before the Azan, half an hour. Half an hour, 20-25 minutes. That was the time Ala Hazrat had to memorize the Holy Quran to do Hifz. How much you would memorize? One para every day Ala Hazrat would memorize. In 30 days, Ala Hazrat completed the entire Hifz of all 30 paras of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And on one occasion, Ala Hazrat himself says, he says, I have memorized the Holy Quran in sequence by making effort. I have done it so that those people who say that I am Hafiz, they will not be proven wrong, or that their words will not be proven to be wrong. If they say I am a Hafiz, then I have strived and I have worked to become a Hafiz, so that those people words, those people who love me, their words should not be wrong. Allah, Allah, subhanAllah. This is the beautiful and beloved personality of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Imam Ahl Sunnat, the scholar of Sharia, the reviver of Sunnah, the eradicator of Bid'ah, our Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu ridwan, subhanAllah. We are discussing this beautiful personality. Let us take a short break once again to listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humans and He divided them into males and females. And He revealed ahkamat to every Prophet alayhi salam and even to the final Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now from those ahkamat is that there are certain members of each gender that a person has to keep a distance from, meaning he cannot speak freely with them, he cannot intermingle with them, he can only speak to them if there is a need. And these are famous categories, maharim, ghair maharim, and we should all learn about who are our maharim, those who we can freely conversate with, sit with, discuss things with, look at, and who are our ghair maharim. Now today, the society and the time we live in, Allahu Akbar, so many things are going on, ma'azallah, where people are speaking freely, openly, even offensively, in an unlawful, lewd way to people of the other gender. This is something that we should be mindful of. The Prophet ﷺ once mentioned that zina is of many types, fornication. You could have fornication of the hands, and that is to touch something which is forbidden, ana mahram. Zina of the tongue is to speak in that wrong manner. Zina of the eyes is to look at someone unlawfully. So these are things that we have to take into consideration, and we can't just say everyone's doing it and it's all taking place and we join the bandwagon. No, as a Muslim there are rules that we have to adhere to, and it is these rules that we adhere to and follow that will lead us to the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inshallah paradise as well. So be very careful, learn Islamic knowledge, and inshallah implement it in your lives as well.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, al-Nuri min Nurillah, subhanallah, subhanallah. We welcome you back to our beautiful episode and beautiful series, The Light of Guidance, subhanallah. We are discussing the beautiful personality of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. Very beautiful incidents of his blessed life we learned, his beautiful biography as well. Ala Hazrat was drowned in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And last week we did discuss this topic, that how much love Ala Hazrat had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That can be seen in the various works of Ala Hazrat, in the character of Ala Hazrat Subhanallah. Likewise, in the beautiful naat and the praises which Ala Hazrat has written for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. A very beautiful incident that once various poets wrote some poems and some couplets in the praise of the Duke of Nanpara. So the leader, you can say, the ruler of Nanpara. And he was a wealthy person in UP, India. So some people came to Ala Hazrat and said, Hazrat, he is a wealthy person. Write some couplets of praise, praising him. I mean, he is a wealthy person. If he gets happy, he'll give some money to your madrasa, to your institute. It will help you. So Ala Hazrat, when he heard this, he wrote a naat in the praise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Ala Hazrat wrote the opening couplet. He said, وہ کمالِ حسنِ حضور ہے کہ گمانِ نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں. Subhanallah. How beautifully Ala Hazrat mentioned. He says, the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is absolutely perfect and flawless. کہ گمانِ نقص جہاں نہیں. One cannot even think, one cannot even imagine, one cannot even assume for a second that there is any fault in the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, he says, the stem of every flower has thorns. Every rose, every beautiful flower, it has some thorns. But the fragrant flower of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah, 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 of the coolness of the eyes of Sayyidah Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, this flower is such that there is only fragrance, there is only the flower, there is no thorns attached to it. Subhanallah. He says, likewise, every candle has some smoke. The candle gives light, at the same time it gives smoke. He says, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that beautiful candle that there is no smoke. Yes, it is giving light to the entire world, the entire universe, and the entire universe is being covered in the fadl and the excellence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there is no smoke, there is no defect, there is no fault. It is absolutely flawless. Subhanallah. And Allah Hazrat praises Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the end, Allah Hazrat says, Karoom madhe ahle duwal raza. That, O Raza, should I go and praise these wealthy people? Should I go and praise these people who have wealth, these people who have the worldly luxuries? Pare is bala me meri bala. I'm not going to go in this difficulty, in this problem, in this issue. No, no, no. Megadahu apne kareem ka mera deen para ina nahi. He says, I am the servant and the slave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My deen is not a piece of bread that it can just be sold to the wealthy and the people who have lots of luxuries. No, I am the servant of Muhammad Arabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am loyal to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am the entire universe is eating the sadaqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Just as if Ala Hazrat is saying another place, he says himself, he says, Rab hai muati, ye hai qasim, rizq uska hai, khilate ye hai, thanda thanda, meetha meetha, peete hum hai, pilate ye hai. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So Ala Hazrat praised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, why should I praise the people of this world? I am the servant and slave of Muhammad Arabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am going to praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. It is time for us to give the answer which is on the screen. What is Ala Hazrat's pen name, his poetic name, Subhanallah? The pen and poetic name of Ala Hazrat was Raza. Allah, many of his couplets and his naat and his beautiful kalams which Allah has written in the last couplet, when he refers to himself as Raza. And with some beautiful examples, as Allah has said, koi kyun poochhe teri baat Raza, tujhse shayda hazar phirte hain. Subhanallah. Likewise, ghamzado ko Raza, mujhda dijiye ke hain bekaso ka sahara. Hamara Nabi, as we learnt now, that karo madhe ahle duwal Raza. Paris bala mein meri bala, main gada hu apne kareem ka, mera deen para ina nahi. Allah, some places Ala Hazrat speaks about Medina, and he says, Subhanallah, jaan o dil, hosh o khirat, sab to Medina pohche, tum nahi chalte raza, sara to samaan gaya. Some places he expresses the love he has for the dogs of Medina, and he says, para hai dil bheena nikla, dil se tohfe mein raza, un sagane ko se itni jaan pyari, wah wah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Likewise, he praises Ghawth-e-Azam and he presents him as an intercessor in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us sinners. Allahu Akbar. And he says that teri sarkar milata hai raza usko shafi jo mera ghaus hai aur ladla beta tera. Subhanallah. And a very beautiful salami ala Hazrat wrote in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after sending salam to everyone, ala Hazrat says, kaash mehshar mein jab unki aamad ho aur bheje sab unki shaukat pe lakho salam, mujhse khidmat ke kudsi kahein ha raza Mustafa jane rahmat pe lakho salam, shan'i bazme hidayat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Unfortunately, we have come towards the conclusion of today's beautiful silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. We will see you, we will visit you, subhanallah. Come once again to this beautiful silsila, the light of guidance, and we will be discussing a new beautiful topic, an exciting topic inshallah, only on Madani channel. Until we meet again, sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.